Hello everyone, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to this podcast. If you are worried about your personal finance management, you can reach out to me on my WhatsApp number as well as my email ID, which is given in the description. Mutual fund investments, stock selections, crypto, or any other personal finance advice or services you want to avail, you please reach out to me on my WhatsApp number. Well, today we are going to talk about cryptocurrency. This was a much requested episode on this podcast. I got a few comments asking for an overview of the crypto market and how things are panning out currently. And this is actually a really good time to speak about cryptocurrencies because we are seeing almost a 40% fall after that high which was made very recently in the month of November in the cryptocurrency market. So if I give you an idea about what exactly are the levels currently, so BTC to INR is 29 lakh rupees currently, and Ethereum to INR is 2,14,000 recently. So with this in view, I think this is a good time to allocate some of your liquidity or some of your cash to either of these two coins, or the third coin, which is one of my favorite coins as well, which is one of the fastest blockchain technology as far as all the cryptocurrency coins and currencies are concerned, and that is Solana. So it is a good time to allocate your liquid funds in any of these three cryptocurrencies. Firstly, let me also once again reiterate the fact that cryptocurrencies are not regularized in India. They are not regulated in India as far as the norms go by the Reserve Bank of India. But investing or trading in cryptocurrencies is legal in India. So being legal and being regulated are two different things, right? So if it's not regulated, that does not mean that you cannot invest in cryptocurrencies, you cannot trade in cryptocurrencies. You can trade, it is not illegal, it is legal. All right, so how much should you invest in cryptocurrencies and why should you invest in cryptocurrencies? Let's talk about why you should invest in cryptocurrencies. We have been talking about this since a very long time now, since the inception of this podcast, but once again I'll very quickly tell you that blockchain is the driving force of any cryptocurrency, and blockchain is a technology. You've heard about Facebook changing its name from Facebook to Meta. The metaverse thing is coming. The NFTs, that is not non-fungible tokens, are coming. All of this has got its base on the technology of blockchain. We have talked about blockchain, we have talked about all these things in detail in many, many such episodes of this podcast, also our Hindi podcast, also our YouTube channels as well. So blockchain is something which is more sturdy, it is leak proof, you can say. Let's take a very small example. Let's say you are buying a cup of coffee from a coffee shop, and you pay the coffee shop owner using your credit card. Now, the credit card is indirectly under the jurisdiction of the Reserve Bank of India, right? If the RBI says that, no, I don't want this person to pay this certain person using this credit card, it can do it with immediate effect, right? So when the deal is between the two of you, you are buying the coffee, the person is offering coffee to you, then why do you need any other such central agency, be it the Indian government, be it the finance ministry, or be it the governor of RBI, to regulate that particular transaction? It is between the two of you, right? Why is the need for any third party to come there and authorize that transaction? All these restrictions will be removed when blockchain comes into existence. It's a peer-to-peer cash transaction system that the world wants to move ahead to. It's peer-to-peer, that means from one person to another. If the person is agreeing and if you are agreeing, then the deal takes place between the two of you, right? So it's secure, it's fast, it's foolproof, it cannot be tampered. Like if, let's say there is a piece of land which you want to buy, And for that, you need to buy those stamp papers. You need to pay the stamp duty to the government. All those records are stored in some file, some government file in some government office, which is the actual proof of that particular deal. Let's say tomorrow the government does not authorize that deal, and that, let's say, the office or the files, they just vanish into thin air someday, and God knows what will happen in such a case. Hence, if such a deal happens on the blockchain, that first of all, it's called as a smart contract. All these contracts which will be happening on the blockchain, they are called as smart contracts. If such a smart contract happens, you pay for the piece of land and the person owning the land, he gives it to you. That smart contract will be stored on the blockchain and it will be there till the end of time, right? So this is the technology, this is the base behind cryptocurrency. Everybody keeps on talking about cryptocurrency. It is -40%, it is +100%, it is going down, it's going up, it's this and that. And every now and then there is some news coming in from the government that they'll be banning cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is used for black money, it is used for corruption, it is used for funding terrorist activities and all of that. All this is bullshit, right? Terrorist activities, corruption and everything has been going on since more than 100 years now. And fiat currency has been used to do each and everything which is now being blamed on cryptocurrency, right? So there's no point in all this. Many countries have started the adoption. So many companies as well have started the adoption and all of that. So this is the reason why I think that it is a good option to invest in cryptocurrencies. But the investment should be done for a very long perspective, for a very long horizon. It is not that you'll invest today. As I said, 29 lakhs is the value of one Bitcoin today. If don't invest it in it with the purpose of having 50 lakhs by the end of the year or maybe by the end of the month or something like that, don't have that idea in mind. Though it is really volatile, it can give you those returns, it can even give you a crore after a couple of years or something, but don't have that lust and don't have those figures in mind. Just if you're really aged, just think of it as a future investment, which maybe can be if not you, your future generation will have some really good value out of it, right? That is what not exactly that way, but that is something that is the way I am thinking as well, that if I don't see the adoption of cryptocurrencies in my lifetime, though I'm not that very old, but still I think if I don't see that happening, maybe the future generation can have their hands on all these cryptocurrencies that I want to accumulate, right? So I've been an avid investor in cryptocurrencies since 2017, December 17, after that big crash which happened from 12 lakhs to 2.5 lakh rupees of one Bitcoin. And there was a period when cryptocurrencies were banned in India. Banned in the sense, you were not allowed to buy fresh cryptocurrencies and neither trade in them, but you can hold them. You were able to hold them. So my cryptocurrencies were as it is in my international wallets. So with this experience, I can tell you that it is a good investment option. And how much should you invest in cryptocurrencies? That is the next big question. Well, see, to begin with, if you're a beginner, just invest that money which you are okay to lose. I mean, if losing that much amount of money doesn't make you really go mad, then it is a good amount for you to invest in cryptocurrencies to begin with, right? But if you have been investing and with time, if you get that confidence, if that conviction comes to you, just like me, I have started to invest a bit more than what I can afford to lose nowadays, right? I have started to invest a bit more than what I can afford to lose. Earlier, it used to be, back in 2017, it used to be, in fact, even then it was more than what I could afford to lose because I had that conviction, and now the conviction is increasing day by day. So I'm allocating a good chunk of my portfolio in cryptocurrencies, but that does not mean that I am reducing my equity investments, I'm reducing my SIPs, no. I am not reducing my equity investments, my stock investment, my mutual fund investments, also my NPS investments, a few debt instruments as well, also the SGBs, that is the sovereign gold bonds. I'm not reducing a penny from these things, these asset classes. Apart from this, after all of this is done, whatever amount I'm left with, I'm taking a cautious decision and a very disciplined decision to invest in cryptocurrencies as well. So, cryptocurrencies are seeing a low recently, since the last 1 month or so, and after it made a good high near about 50 lakhs in the month of November, we are seeing it back to 29 lakhs today. The prices differ from exchange to exchange. This is the price which I'm quoting you from the search history of Google. So it differs from various exchanges. WazirX is a good exchange which you can use for trading as well as storing your cryptocurrencies. So with this, we come to the end of this podcast, friends. If you found value out of this, make sure that you like, share, subscribe, comment, follow, and show your love in whichever way you feel comfortable with. And also refer our podcast in Hindi as well as our YouTube channel, which is doing well nowadays. So please make sure that in case you need any services regarding your personal finance management, mutual fund investment, stock selections, crypto and all of this, please reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, which is given in the description. Thank you very much for listening till the very, very end and giving your valuable time. And I'll be seeing you again. Thank you.